Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be honoring to you. Amen. So it was 24 years ago this coming fall that my family hopped in the car, our Mercury Grand Marquis, I think, and headed off. All five of us, and maybe even my grandbrother, which makes six, and drove to my new college 3 hours away so I could begin my freshman year. High school was very much over, along with the summer, and it was time to do a new thing. I don't remember the ride too well, other than the fact that we were likely shoulder to shoulder and feeling squashed. My family helped me load my things in a truck at the bottom of a steep hill. Each box was labeled with my name and my dorm room number, and these boxes, along with boxes of other first-year students, were driven up to my dorm. It was a walking campus, no cars allowed. We walked up and met the stuff that I would start life with out on my own. My roommate was already there. We chose little desks, which bunk bed we wanted, top or bottom, which dresser, all identical, of course. No closet, so we each had a small wardrobe to hang nice clothes in, but neither of us really had too many nice clothes that would ever see an iron those 4 years. I remember my parents giving me good advice and repeating a few things that they figured I would possibly forget if not reminded. Don't wash darks with lights. Do lock your dorm room door. Have fun. Work hard. Make us proud. We are proud. Make good friends. Have fun again. Study. Go fishing. Get your work done. Go on dates, etc. I imagine this leaving home conversation has happened to many of you, or you have said it to your own children if you have kids yourself. Leaving home is part of life for many of us at some time in our life. We leave and things will be different. A Chinese proverb says, one never steps in the same river twice. This holds true here, doesn't it? Empty nesters and those who've left home know how this feels on a deep emotional level. We all know what it feels like to leave home, and some know what it's like to be the one who see another off into a life that cannot really be too well predicted. You'll probably go home after you leave for the first time at the place where you grew up again, but once you've left to be on your own, things will be different whenever you might return. In our gospel for today, Jesus is praying to God the Father, conversing with God out loud while sitting with his disciples. Pentecost is coming. Ascension is upon him. Soon Jesus will return to God and be physically gone from the earth. When the disciples do something rash, like cut off the ear of a temple guard as Peter did in the garden before Jesus was arrested, Jesus will not be there anymore to mend things like he was. When there are divisions in the church, Jesus will not be able to physically step in the middle and prevail with his good judgment after he hears the conversation. Jesus will be present, but not bodily, as he was in his life. And for this short time after his resurrection, but before he has ascended and is gone again, he will not be seen in concrete form until the full second coming. Many of us know this feeling of disconnect. COVID has helped us feel this more plainly and not in a good way. Instead of by choice, much separation more recently has happened by force in ways that likely saved many lives, but also cost many their lives or their livelihoods and their grounding in the things that they had come to count on. We know deep down what it's like to face physical separation from those we love. The growing up of children and allowing them more autonomy, the staying away from a nursing home to keep one who you love safer without your presence, it all feels strange and difficult. And the list goes on, right? I'll bet a lot of you have prayed prayers in which you hear Jesus' words echo. They might sound something like, protect those I love. Sustain those I love during this change. In this time apart, unify them even when I'm gone from them or they are gone from me. In our gospel, Jesus is preparing to leave in bodily form and to ascend to heaven. He has loved and protected his disciples with all that he is. He's kept them from danger. But now that he is leaving, he is putting in his place an advocate whom we call the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will accompany each disciple as they go out from Galilee into the wider world to share the message that Jesus saves. For some, this will result in arrest by Romans, who will in some cases feed them to animals or sacrifice them to the swords of gladiators. For others, it will mean being stoned by angry folks of many religious stripes who feel threatened by this new religion, threatened by this Christ who through body and blood forgives sin. Other disciples may live to an old age, as we believe John may very well have. Folks in this church know it's a scary world out there sometimes, don't we? We know that danger awaits, and we have prayed these prayers for those whom we love who go out into the world. And do you know what other prayers rise up beside our own, inviting God's will to be done in our lives? Those words of Jesus' prayer to God that we read this morning. Our gospel is a prayer that Jesus prays to God on our behalf. He doesn't just say for his disciples who are there. He says for those who may believe because of what you go out and share. And we are inheritors of that legacy. Please listen again to some of these words that Jesus has for you right now, knowing that they are said just for you. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I'm coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I've given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. You and me. We are vessels of God's word, carriers of the sacred trust that God has blessed us with. We are called and protected by God to go out, even in the face of lions, to proclaim Christ crucified. And it will not always be easy. But we have a God who is bigger than any obstacle set before us, and in Paul's words, will win the race set before us, as we know that God is the author and perfecter of our faith. We can do very little without God, but with God, all things are possible. Some will travel this summer. I invite you to bring God with you to the places that you go. Know that you are loved in the places you'll be. Because we have a God of all time who has already been where you are going. Enjoy meeting God in all sorts of places and know that the Holy Spirit will sustain you as you seek to serve Christ in these warm months. And always, amen.